Louisiana Hotlines, a newsletter of the State Library of Louisiana, Talking Books and Braille Library, Office of Lieutenant Governor, Department of Culture, Recreation, and Tourism, Volume 24, Number 4, Fall 2024. Holiday Closings. November 5th, Election Day. November 11th, Veterans Day. November 28th through 29th, Thanksgiving. December 25th, Christmas. Louisiana Book Festival, set for November 2nd. The 2024 Louisiana Book Festival is on Saturday, November 2nd, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. It is a free event held in downtown Baton Rouge. Free wheelchair-accessible parking is available in the south parking lot of the State Library, enter from North 3rd Street, and in designated spaces at the southeast corner of the Capitol. On the day of the festival, those with special needs may request on-site transportation at any of the LBF information centers located near the corner of North 4th Street and North Street, near the intersection of Spanish Town Road and North 4th Street, and in the ground floor breezeway of the state capitol. Sign language interpretation is available upon request at the information centers. Service is limited and will be provided on a first-come, first-served basis. Those with special needs who would like to make inquiries before the festival may call 225-219-9503. Visit on the web at www.louisianabookfestival.org. Important election information. There are two big elections this fall. Tuesday, November 5th, 2024, is the open primary presidential congressional election. Saturday, December 7th, 2024, is the congressional general election. The Louisiana Secretary of State's office has prepared two booklets that you may be interested in. The Disabled, Senior, and Nursing Home Voter Information Booklet and the Voting in Louisiana Booklet. These guides contain information on the entire voter registration and voting process. Accommodations to assist you in voting in person. If you want to vote in person during early voting or on election day, there are many accommodations available to all voters. Adjusting the voting machine if you use a wheelchair or prefer to sit while voting. Voting machines are audio accessible and anyone may use the audio voting keypad to vote. You should inform the registrar or poll commissioner before you begin voting that you want to use the audio voting keypad. You may bring personal headphones to use with the audio voting keypad. You may request a 2x magnifier to use in voting. The magnifier is available in every polling place and during early voting at the Registrar of Voters office. The early voting machines also allow you to adjust the screen text size. You may bring your own flashlight if you need additional lighting in the voting machine. You may bring your own signature tool to assist you in signing your name. And you may use the Braille voting instructions available at each Registrar of Voters office and in each polling place. State law allows voters 3 minutes to vote. However, if you need assistance in voting or you will be using the audio voting keypad, you will have 20 minutes to vote. For additional information, please call the Secretary of State's office at 1-800-883-2805. You can also contact Disability Rights Louisiana at 1-800-960-7705. Dining in the dark. Registration is currently open for Dining in the Dark. The nonprofit organization Blind Grace will host Dining in the Dark on November 9, 2024, at the Holiday Inn, New Orleans, West Bank. Dining in the dark is a unique dining experience where guests enjoy a meal in a completely dark room. Guests immerse themselves in an environment in which they rely solely on their other senses, especially taste and smell, to savor the meal. This event will be followed by a silent auction to benefit the visually impaired community of Louisiana. Contact Blanche Falk at 337-298-4616 or email blanchefalk@blindgrace.net for more information. New title for Book Talks. Our Book Talks fall book selection will be DB120998, Funny Story by Emily Henry. Daphne always loved the way Peter told their story. How they met, fell in love, and moved back to his lakeside hometown to begin their life together. Too bad it ends with him dumping Daphne before their wedding to begin a relationship with his lifelong best friend, Petra. And so, that's how Daphne's story really begins, stranded in beautiful Waning Bay, Michigan, without friends or family, but with a dream job as a children's librarian that barely pays the bills, and proposing to be roommates with the only other non-Peter-related person she knows, Petra's heartbroken ex, Miles Nowak. How to join Book Talks. We hold our book discussions via an email discussion list. Members comment on the book by sending an email to the discussion list. All members then see the comments and have the ability to respond by email to the group. If you want to join our discussion group, go to http://pelicanstatelib.la.us/mailman/listinfo/listinfo/tbblbooktalks and create an account by entering your name. Make sure to put your name so we can verify you, email address, and make up a password, or as always, you can call your reader advisor. Book Talks Book Club. If you join Book Talks, we will add you to our mailing list and automatically send you a digital book copy of the newest selection. I hope that this will make it more convenient to read the book and participate in the discussion. Thank you, and we hope to hear from you soon. Fall Book Recommendations 2024 by Sneha Padumain. DB117545, Gator Country, Deception, Danger, and Alligators in the Everglades by Rebecca Renner. David Gran meets Susan Arlene in this page-turning true story of an underground operation into the mysterious world of alligator poaching and its larger-than-life Floridian characters. To catch a Florida man, you have to become one, and that's what Officer Jeff Babada did. As his ponytailed, whiskey-soaked alter ego, he established Sunshine Alligator Farm. His goal? Infiltrate the shady world of illegal poachers in the Florida Everglades in order to protect the natural world. DB116437, The Museum of Failures by Thridi Umrigar. Remy Wadia left India for the United States long ago, carrying his resentment of his mother with him. He has now returned to Bombay to adopt a baby from a young pregnant girl and to see his elderly mother for the first time in several years. Discovering that his mother is in the hospital, has stopped talking, and seems to have given up on life, he is struck with guilt for not realizing just how sick she has become. His unexpected appearance and assiduous attention revives her and enables her to return to her home. But when Remy stumbles on an old photograph, shocking long-held family secrets surface. DB 116049. 50 Years on the Old Frontier, Cowboy, Hunter, Guide, Scout, and Ranchman by James H. Cook. As a cowboy in the jungles of South Texas, to a big game guide in the wilds of Wyoming, then to a scout and ranchman in southwestern New Mexico, James H. Cook was a prominent figure in the West during the latter part of the 1800s, having witnessed the murder of several of his fellow ranchmen by the marauding Apaches. Cook was relentless in his pursuit of Geronimo during the last of the Indian Wars in New Mexico. Despite this, James was a personal and faithful friend to the most brilliant and daring chief the Sioux Nation has ever acclaimed, Red Cloud. James Cook's words ring from the pages with truth and without exaggeration. DB117139. While Time Remains, A North Korean Defector's Search for Freedom in America by Yeonmae Park. After defecting from North Korea, Yeonmae Park found liberty and freedom in America. But she also found a chilling crackdown on self-expression and thought that reminded her of the brutal regime she risked her life to escape. When she spoke out about the mass political indoctrination she saw around her in the United States, Park faced censorship and even death threats. Park highlights the dangerous hypocrisies, mob tactics, and authoritarian tendencies that speak in the name of wokeness and social justice. No one is spared in her eye-opening account, including the elites who claim to care for the poor and working classes, but turn their backs on anyone who dares to think independently. DB116887. The Frugal Wizard's Handbook for Surviving Medieval England by Brandon Sanderson. A man awakens in a clearing in what appears to be medieval England with no memory of who he is, where he came from, or why he is there. Chased by a group from his own time, his sole hope for survival lies in regaining his missing memories, making allies among the locals, and perhaps even trusting in their superstitious boast. DB115614, Running Dreams, An Immigrant's Hurdles and Triumphs After Blindness and Amputation by Carlos R. Servan. Running Dreams is a memoir of a man raised in a humble, hard-working family outside Lima, Peru, at a time of great national, political, economic, and social instability. Readers glimpse into the author's formative years to discover the values and life lessons impressed on him by his family. In an instant, a grenade explosion severs his right hand and blinds him. With scant prospects, he leaves his family and true love to emigrate to the United States, facing a future alone. Beating the odds, he acquires the blindness skills, new culture, and new language necessary to pursue a college education, find a meaningful career, and build a purposeful life. DB117464, The Mystery Guest, A Made Novel by Nita Prose. Molly Gray is not like anyone else. With her flair for cleaning and proper etiquette, she has risen through the ranks of the glorious 5-star Regency Grand Hotel to become the esteemed head maid. But just as her life reaches a pinnacle state of perfection, her world is turned upside down when J.D. Grimthorpe, the world-renowned mystery author, drops dead, very dead, on the hotel's tea room floor. DB116723, Ultra-Processed People, Why We Can't Stop Eating Food That Isn't Food by Chris Van Tulliken. For the first time in human history, most of our calories come from an entirely novel set of substances called ultra-processed food. There's a long formal scientific definition, but it can be boiled down to this. If it's wrapped in plastic and has at least one ingredient that you wouldn't find in your kitchen, it's UPF. In this book, Chris Van Tulliken Father, scientist, doctor, and award-winning BBC broadcaster marshals the latest evidence to show how governments, scientists, and doctors have allowed transnational food companies to create a pandemic of diet-related disease. DB117347, Redbird by Stephanie Grace Whitson. Carrie Brown was only a child when she first met Soaring Eagle, but she's never given up on the dream that one day they will be together. Those closest to her consider that dream a childish fantasy. Soaring Eagle has spent the years since Carrie left Nebraska studying at Eastern colleges. Now he's a sought-after lecturer, and he's met beautiful, intelligent Julia Woodward. Is Carrie's dream stubborn imagination or God's will? To find out, she must follow her heart back to Nebraska and, in the process, learn that walking by faith often means walking through the fire instead of running from it. DB110975, Agatha Christie, An Elusive Woman by Lucy Worsley. Agatha Christie went surfing in Hawaii. She loved fast cars, and she was intrigued by the new science of psychology, which helped her through devastating mental illness. So why did Agatha present herself as a retiring Edwardian lady of leisure? Lucy Worsley's biography is not just of a massively internationally successful writer. It's also the story of a person who, despite the obstacles of class and gender, became an astonishingly successful working woman. With access to personal letters and papers that have rarely been seen, Lucy Worsley's biography is both authoritative and entertaining and makes us realize what an extraordinary pioneer Agatha Christie was. DB115747, Memory Wall, Stories by Anthony Dower. Set on four continents, Anthony Dower's new stories are about memory, the source of meaning and coherence in our lives, the fragile thread that connects us to ourselves and to others. Every hour, says Dower, all over the globe, an infinite number of memories disappear. Yet at the same time, children, surveying territory that is entirely new to them, push back the darkness from fresh memories and remake the world. Every story in Memory Wall, a reminder of the grandeur of life, of the mysterious beauty of seeds, of fossils, of sturgeon, of clouds, of radios, of leaves, of the breathtaking fortune of living in this universe. Books and Beyond, a section for children and teens. Parental Acknowledgement Form. The Library of Congress has implemented a new policy that will require a response from the parents of all patrons under the age of 18. Parents of all current patrons will need to sign and return a parental acknowledgement form by December 31, 2024, in order to continue services. This form can be found on TBBL's website at https://libraria.la.gov/tbbl/apply-for-service. Contact the Children's and Teen Librarian Charlene Moore at 225-342-9563 for more information. White Cane Safety Day, October 16th. The Louisiana School for the Visually Impaired will host White Cane Safety Day on campus Wednesday, October 16th, 2024. A variety of activities will include a picnic, awareness education, and a scavenger hunt. For further information, contact LSVI Outreach Coordinator Blanche Falk at 225-757-3489. Summer Reading 2024. The Summer Reading 2024 slogan was, "Adventure begins at your library," exploring the many kinds of adventures we have in life. 126 young people participated this year. Each participant received a mixed grab-and-go bag containing craft ideas, activities, incentives, games, coloring sheets, bookmarks, pencils, and reading logs. Each reader who turned in their reading log will receive an adventure t-shirt featuring children riding in a hot air balloon, an achievement certificate, and various reading incentives. Special thanks to the Jones Foundation for their generous support in providing summer reading incentives and programming ideas. Need homework help? Check out Homework Louisiana. If you need academic help, the State Library of Louisiana offers an online resource available at www.homeworkla.org. Homework Louisiana provides live tutoring for grades kindergarten through 12, college and adult education, test preparation, and job search assistance to all Louisiana residents. Academic tutoring is now available from 2 p.m. till midnight 7 days a week. Self-study tools for AP, ACT, SAT, and GED are also available 24/7. In addition, there is a Connect with Voice option for the visually impaired. Students may now access this service from any internet-connected computer or mobile device during these hours, even from a school campus after 2 p.m. Homework Louisiana is funded in part with a Library Services and Technology Act grant from the Institute of Museum and Library Services, the State Library of Louisiana, and your local public library. Louisiana Book Festival for Younger Readers. The Louisiana Book Festival will be Saturday, November 2nd at the State Library in downtown Baton Rouge from 9 till 4 p.m. Enjoy walking the State Capitol grounds, touring the exhibit tents, and listening to your favorite authors at the storytelling tent. Then head on over to Teen Headquarters for the scavenger hunt or visit the Children's Pavilion for fun crafts and activities. Lance Pekus from American Ninja Warrior and author of The Ninja Games, Blue Vault, Monica Arnaldo, author of 2024 Lyric winner, Are You a Cheeseburger?, and Louisiana Writer Award-winning musician Jonette Downing are among the featured authors this year. Support our TBBL Friends organization. The Jones Foundation acknowledges the following donors for their generous contributions. George Hill, Pew Simpson Family Trust. Since 1981, the Mrs. W. Caruth Jones Foundation has acted as a friends group for the Talking Books and Braille Library in the State Library of Louisiana. It provides a mechanism for accepting donations to enhance and support services to the blind and physically handicapped communities statewide. The Jones Foundation directly supplements the programs and initiatives of TBBL within the State Library. It is a primary sponsor of the State Library's large print collection, TBBL Summer Reading Program, Staff Enrichment, and Early Literacy Program. To contribute, make checks payable to the Jones Foundation and mail to the following address: Mrs. W. Caruth Jones Foundation, 1131 North River Road, Port Allen, Louisiana, 70767. All donations are tax deductible. Anyone who makes a donation receives a one-year membership to the Jones Foundation. For meeting information, call Sheila Coleman at 225-342-4942. TBBL Directory. Library Address. Talking Books and Braille Library, 701 North 4th Street, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70802. Phone Numbers. Baton Rouge, 225-342-0035. Statewide, 1-800-543-4702. Fax, 225-342-6817. Special Services. Music Section, 800-424-8567. Braille Service, 800-453-4293. Email, tbbl@state.lib.la.us, tbblkids@state.lib.la.us. Walk-in hours, Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. Phone and email hours, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. Library services, audiobooks and magazines, Braille books and magazines, large print books and big books, online catalog, BARD download service, BARD mobile apps, newspaper reading service. Eligibility: any Louisiana resident who is unable to read or use standard print materials as a result of a temporary or permanent visual or physical limitation is eligible to receive free library services. Special format library materials are loaned to qualified patrons by Talking Books and Braille Library, State Library of Louisiana, Office of the Lieutenant Governor, Department of Culture, Recreation, and Tourism, supported in part by funding from the Institute of Museum and Library Services.